choose the microphone. Hi, can you hear me? Sort of. Hello? You ready? I've never had to speak through a microphone before, so it's a little bit alarming for me, but good morning. My name is Ruth, and I am from the Rip Van Winkle Tobacco-Free Action of Columbia and Greene County, and I'm here today to speak to you briefly about the impact of tobacco on the environment. Now, most of us these days, smokers and non-smokers alike, know of the impact of tobacco on our bodies, but a lot of people aren't familiar with the fact that tobacco also has a pretty impressive impact on the planet and the environment. Wherever people smoke, you will see cigarette butts discarded on the ground. Even people who are conscientious about littering in general may not realize that cigarettes are not a biodegradable product. It's estimated that several trillion cigarette butts are littered worldwide every year. That's billions of cigarettes flicked on the ground every day, one at a time, on our sidewalks, beaches, nature trails, gardens, and other public places every single day. In fact, cigarettes are estimated to be the most littered item in America and the world. And cigarettes are not biodegradable because most of them contain a filter that's made from cellulose acetate, which is a plastic product that can take decades to break down. Butts also contain carcinogenic substances that, as we know, our bodies absorb, but also can be leached into waterways. And these carcinogenic substances include nicotine, benzene, and cadmium. They did an experiment at San Diego State University that shows that one butt has enough poisons to kill half the minnows in a liter of water in 96 hours. And that's a standard laboratory test for toxins. So plastic pieces from filters have been found in stomachs of fish, birds, whales, and other marine creatures that mistake them for food. And it's also dangerous to flick away a cigarette because of the possibility of starting a wildfire. We don't see a lot of that in New York State, but California, for example, so many of those wildfires, they suspect, were started by someone casually flicking away a lit, you know, smoldering butt. Apart from litter, there are two other ways that tobacco impacts the environment, and that's not so much has to do with people who smoke, but the way tobacco products are produced. Deforestation is a very big issue, and that, of course, contributes to global warming. It's estimated that one tree is consumed for every 300 cigarettes that are produced. So that includes curing the tobacco, rolling the cigarette, and the packaging that the cigarettes come in. In Brazil, which is the third largest producer and number one exporter of tobacco in the world, the country's farmers are estimated to need the wood of 60 million trees a year. So that has a pretty large impact. The other thing is pesticides. Tobacco cultivation involves a great deal of pesticides, which must be used all the time in all stages of tobacco growth. Because tobacco depletes the soil nutrients at a heavy rate, it requires regular inputs of chemical fertilizers. For example, during the three-month period from making the seed bed to transplanting the seed in the field, up to 16 applications of pesticides may be recommended. That depends on the climate and the region where it's growing, but in general, it requires a lot of chemical fertilizers and pesticides. So not only do these things affect the farm workers, but again, it leaches into the soil and to waterways and the ecological systems, which can poison livestock and food crops eventually. So what can we do? Like most things, the most important step is to raise awareness. If you know a smoker who throws butts on the ground, you can gently remind them that it's not biodegradable. And just like you wouldn't throw a soda can or a coffee cup on the ground, it does count as litter. Second, we can create smoke-free beaches and parks so that people aren't smoking in the areas where we don't want to see the litter. And Tobacco-Free Action provides free signs both to businesses and towns who are interested in designating smoke-free areas. In certain cases, we can also provide butt cans. So if you've got a real problem in a particular location, we are able to provide those things free of charge. And most important of all, we can help people to quit smoking and help make sure our kids don't start. It's healthier for our community, and it's much healthier for our planet. Thank you. And if you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. I also have materials at my table over there about the free signs and quitline cards and other information. Thank you. Yeah, come on. Because we talk a lot about this too, so.
Holanko. I'm a veterinarian and I specialize in holistic medicine, and I'm going to be speaking a little later, but I felt it was so important to interject this now.